Hello and welcome to the Website and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Snapchat has launched a new feature to allow link sharing. Baidu has acquired an AI chatbot company. And Instagram has introduced an update to its stories feature. Snapchat has launched a new feature that allows marketers to attach links to the posts. The new feature called Paperclips is now available on both iOS and Android. It's been available to paying advertisers for some time, but has now been opened up to the app's entire community. Users can click the Paperclip button within the app's virtual toolkit, where they can add the relevant URL. People who receive the snap can then swipe up to visit the URL through Snapchat's built-in browser. In order to protect users from content that breaks Snapchat's rules, objectionable links can be reported. Baidu has acquired the Seattle-based chatbot software company Kit AI. The deal has been completed for an undisclosed amount. It's thought that Baidu is looking to move its AI efforts forward quickly and is expected to use Kit AI for its tools that simplify incorporating natural language processing into messaging apps. Baidu has completed several acquisition deals recently, all pointing to an attempt to expand its business from search advertising to messaging and e-commerce. Following the deal, the software available to Baidu includes hot word detection software, a multilingual natural language engine, and a developer-friendly chatbot coding service. It's reported that the company is most interested in the natural language engine, something which can be effectively used in a range of consumer messaging apps. Instagram has introduced an update to its stories feature, which allows people to reply to posts with photos and videos. At the bottom of each story, a camera icon now appears, which can be used to produce a reply. It's expected to increase engagement on the platform, both between users and between brands and consumers. It's yet another update to Instagram, which continues to push its stories feature ahead of Snapchat. On Snapchat, stories can only be replied to with text. Research conducted by Nielsen has found that small to medium-sized regions of Southeast Asia are the market's largest growth prospects. The study looked at the future potential of consumer demand in the region, with the report covering 700 cities. It was found that over seven different product categories, the fastest growth was happening in places with a population of between 500,000 to 1 million people and in middleweight regions of 1 to 5 million people. This result goes against the popularly held belief that the region's large cities, such as Jakarta, Manila, and Bangkok, hold the most potential for market growth. Additionally, it was found that these medium-sized markets are likely to grow so much that they are likely to become some of the Southeast Asia region's top markets by 2030. A spokesperson from Nielsen commented on the report, saying that it proved that businesses needed to look beyond megacities to see the growth opportunity hotspots within middle-wage regions. And finally, 4G mobile connections in the Asia-Pacific region are expected to outnumber 3G and 2G by next year. According to eMarketer, 1.33 billion smartphone devices will be in use by the end of 2017, with that number expected to increase to 1.8 billion by 2021. This increasing level of smartphone use in the region is expected to lead to the increase of 4G use. According to the forecast, whilst currently 36% of mobile connections are 4G, this is expected to rise to nearly half by 2020. Currently, countries in the area like South Korea, Japan, and Australia already have high levels of 4G connections, but nearby developing countries continue to rely mostly on 2G and 3G. And that's it from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news how-to videos, and more. See you next time.